timeframe on giving the public report and the documents out, and I hurriedly was trying to sort of generalize, but because I know of your session, 4 o'clock time, we're saying the developer must give the public report out, and he must give those documents out not later than the time the sales agreement is fully executed. So he's supposed to give them out before the sales agreement is binding on everybody, and that's a strange kind of terminology, but we know that a lot of times the offer comes into the seller and it's signed before he really knows about it.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Could we perhaps make some change here so that the new language which you propose on 14A would more clearly correspond with the new language, which is at the, which is subsection 7 at the top of page 15.
Okay, that the this provision was put in on the House.
Well, I'm wondering, is there...
And I was kind of...
Adjustment can be made here so that there's no conflict between those?
Well, you could take that language out. It's we didn't initially propose it, but it came up in response to the other planning and development bill, and...
So we might just cancel the...
You could take it out. You could take it out. It was an extra safeguard just for lenders' benefits, but our group didn't initially put it in, but I'm more comfortable with it. I'm more comfortable with it in, and I just think the thought of the 5-day period being closing occurring that quick is just remote. Now I will corresponding with this issue, and I suspect that the realtors may have a comment, but our office was not comfortable. Here again, you have to remember we. Though we were involved in this, we didn't totally agree on every section in it. Our office wasn't particularly comfortable with the waiver, the ability of the buyer ever to waive. So the amendments that I have submitted have deleted the waiver section altogether so that there would not be the ability to waive that right of rescission. But I was will comment that the House side didn't have a problem with apparently they didn't feel too uncomfortable with that in there, but our office, being consumer protection oriented, did feel that we weren't real comfortable with having any ability to waive. So I just bring that to your attention. And I guess I'm going to have to defer on that the deletion of the language at the top. There is an ability in the law, a mechanism in the law right now for the developers to have the buyer sign a statement that he didn't rescind, and that's worked out, and I'm not aware of any problems.
Okay.
Now, did you have any more
Anybody
questions
else?
On that
okay.
kind of
I'm
confusing area?
All right, I think, I guess we're going to have to interrupt this at this point and go to the, some of the members have bills to carry, and we'll, I'm going to see if we can get this ending of the committee suspended so that we'll, because we have two bills that are going to take us some time, this one and the unit plan development bill. See what we can do. All right? If we could get 2 hours on Wednesday, maybe we could clean them both up. So, we recess that hearing and the meeting is adjourned.